When thinking about the theme of builders, my thoughts go to the account of Nehemiah that describes the necessity of rebuilding the broken walls of Jerusalem. The call was to both pray and work. We see this in Nehemiah chapter 4. Many heeded his call and did just that, creating walls that allowed for the safe return of countless citizens, wanderers, and refugees. There are many kinds of legacies, and a legacy of Nehemiah was through brick and mortar. The early pioneers of Canadian Baptist mission work, particularly in India and Bolivia, but also in Angola and beyond, have been builders as well. There are countless legacies of such sacrificial service, many being the formation of physical structures necessary to carry out ministry. And in this brief reflection, I would like to draw our attention to just one such legacy, that of the establishment of the Arogya Verum Eye Hospital in India. Canadian Baptist missionaries began their work in India in 1867. Very quickly, it was recognized that the medical needs of India's poor and lower caste members were great, and not long after their arrival, the missionary mandate began to include the establishment of itinerant doctors and nurses, as well as the building of medical clinics, followed thereafter by actual hospitals. The history of the Arogya Verum Eye Hospital can be traced back to the vision of Martha Clark and Zella Clark, two sisters from Prince Edward Island who were Canadian Baptist missionaries. In 1911, they arrived in Sampeda, India, and began the traditional missionary work of evangelism. However, the lack of any medical facilities for 30 miles in every direction meant that Zella, a medical doctor, very soon began taking care of pressing medical needs. The Clark sisters' labor laid the foundation for the work of Canadian medical doctor Ben Gullison and his wife Evelyn, also both passionate and capable leaders. They arrived in India in 1935. Their work was initially evangelism, but very quickly they saw the need for an expanded medical facility. The needs were so great that by the 1930s there were tents being set up for overflow. Something more permanent and hygienic needed to be established. A new facility was opened in 1939 and was named the Arogya Verum, a composite of two Sanskrit words, Arogya meaning health restored and Verum meaning God's gift. In the coming years, the hospital decided to focus solely on the restoration of sight to the blind, carrying out for those otherwise doomed to a life of darkness and destitution thousands of cataract surgeries, and as well as surgery for other eye ailments. Upon the Gullison's return to Canada in 1962, Dr. Gullison helped to build Operation Eyesight, now a global organization committed to vision care. The decades since the hospital's inception were marked by the growth of the facility, the arrival of new doctors and nurses, the travails of war and the threat of Japanese invasion, uncertainty surrounding Indian independence, rising costs, funding issues, new building projects, and questions over the emphasis on evangelism or medical care or both. The hospital weathered the storms, and today it remains as a vital legacy to the work of faithful men and women from Canada and India who not only prayed about the needs of the suffering, but also worked to see that something was done about it. In that regard, they were builders. And as a result, thousands of people today not only receive physical sight, but also get a very tangible witness that testifies to the love of the Son, the one who can also give spiritual sight.